all about rock.
This is jazz. I love the jazz. Smooth out the ripples of the day with All That Jazz from 10 to 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday on Easy FM.
今天节目当中，我想介绍一位美国著名的爵士贝斯手 Ben Street。
Hello, this is Ben Street, and welcome to All That Jazz.
作为一名爵士贝斯手 ，Ben Street 曾经和很多音乐家合作录制专辑，其中包括 John Scofield、Kurt Rosenwinkel、Mark Turner、Ben Mulder 以及 Sam Rivers。我们先听到的是在著名的爵士经典演奏家 Kurt Rosenwinkel 2000年推出的专辑 The Enemy of Energy 当中的标题作品。 Ben Street 1949年出生在美国东北角的缅因州，这是一个远离城市、信息非常不发达的地方。幸运的是 ，Ben Street 的父亲是一个爵士乐爱好者，家里边有很多收藏的爵士乐唱片。
I'm from the state of Maine, which is a pretty remote part of the United States, so I didn't have much access to people with information about this music. But I was lucky that my father had a lot of jazz records, so.I just was obsessed with the music, but I didn't understand technically what was going on with it. I thought it was extremely complicated. I thought they were like magicians. I couldn't tell how they made those sounds and organized it. And
当 Ben Street 聆听父亲收藏的爵士乐唱片的时候，被爵士乐的神秘所吸引。他认为那些爵士乐手的演奏就像是魔术师一样。 的是吉他演奏家 Kurt Rosenwinkel 在2003年出版的专辑 Hardcore 当中的一首由 Ben Strait 演奏贝斯的 Our Secret World。 当 Ben Strait 第一次听到爵士乐的时候，就像是小城市的年轻人向往着大城市的生活一样，他听到爵士乐的召唤，于是来到了纽约。
I think it's like maybe a typical thing of a person being in the country. You thinkthat's what's happening in the city, and the city is the place to go. I couldn't wait to go to New York City and see what was going on.
Ben Strait 在纽约跟随著名的贝斯演奏家，曾经加入 Herbie Hancock 乐队的 Buster Williams 学习木贝斯，之后又和 Weather Report 的贝斯手 Miroslav Vitos 学习电贝斯。我们今天听到的是在2001年 Ben Strait 参与录音的吉他演奏家 Kurt Rosenwinkel 的专辑 The Next Step 当中的标题作品 The Next Step。
A tale of love, peace, and friendship.
Dear Grandpa Tree, I wish that we could stay friends forever. Me, Dashen, and Haiyan.
Friends forever!
Friends forever! Forever!
Based on real events, Echoes of Ku Liang, a radio drama series, relates the warm and vibrant life stories of the Ku Liang friends set in the historical tapestry of the 20th century.
Match! Match!
We'll gather the world for you!
Let's see if we can catch some big fish and ask my mom to make some fishbowl soup tonight!
Do you guys know what I can do? Boop, 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 boop!
Ping, ping, an, an.
Ping, ping. Ping, an. Ping, an. Symbolizing being safe.
床前明月光，疑是地上霜。
Moonlight glows at the foot of my bed.
思故乡。
With spellbinding performances and immersive sound effects, CGTN Radio presents you Echoes of Ku Liang, available on cgtnradio.com and all major podcast platforms.
Such a beautiful story.
Follow Echoes of Ku Liang as it unfolds across generations, bridging continents and cultures in a celebration of love, friendship, and the enduring spirit of home.
Hometown. How far we apart, Ku Liang, where we call it home.
Jazz. Smooth out the ripples of the day with All That Jazz from 10 to 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday on Easy FM.
I just always am trying to play with people with more experience than me and learn from them, like Andrew Cyril, Billy Hart, Tootie Heath, Al Foster. I try to find a way to play with the master drummers so I can learn about organizing music.
Ben Strait 说和伟大的爵士鼓手合作可以从他们身上学到很多东西。这是在2016年 Ben Strait 和著名的爵士鼓手 Andrew Cyril 合作在 ECM 旗下出版的专辑 The Declaration of Musical Independence 当中的 Coltrane Time。 的是爵士鼓手 Andrew Sorrell 2016年在 ECM 唱片公司旗下推出的专辑 The Declaration of Musical Independence 当中的 Coltrane Time。 Andrew Sorrell on drums, Bill Fussell on guitar, Ben Strait on double bass。对于 Ben Strait 来说，德国著名的爵士厂牌 ECM 代表着他的创始人 Manfred Eich 的音乐品味。下面我们听到的是在2014年 Ben Strait 和另外一位著名的爵士鼓手 Billy Hart 在 ECM 唱片公司旗下推出的专辑 One is the Other 当中的作品 Sonnet for Stevie。 Billy Hart on drums, Mark Turner on tenor saxophone, Ethan Everson on pianoBen Strait on double bass.
I think ECM is much bigger than an idea of European versus American. I think that's too provincial of an idea. I think it's just, to me, ECM just reflects the tastes of Manfred Eicher, who's totally brilliant. And I really love him, and I did when I was a kid, for expressing his own taste in a record label and having that be the reason for the sound.It's what Manfred likes. I mean, that's beautiful. That's like you would go to a restaurant because of the chef's taste, because you can trust it. And if you don't like it, fine, you don't go to that restaurant.
今天节目最后请Ben Street 为我们推荐五张他最喜欢的来自 ECM 唱片公司旗下的专辑。
The first one I ever heard, Ralph Towner Solstice. Let's say, I think that's from 1974 or something, with Jan Gabark, Jan Christensen, and Eberhard Weber. It's an incredible record. Ralph Towner, another one, Batik Trio with Eddie Gomez and Jack DeJohnette. It would be hard for me to pick a John Abercrombie one because I like all of them so much. I don't know if I could pick one, but I'll just have to put John in there because there's so many of his I like. Gary Peacock's record with Keith and Jack, the one that started the Keith Jarrett trio. What's that called? Tales of Another, I think. Dave Holland has a great solo bass album called Emerald... No, is it? Emerald Tears? I might be mixing that up, because Gary Peacock also has a great solo album where he overdubs. I think... Oh, maybe Gary's is December Poems and Dave's is Emerald Tears. Is that five? Oh, I could do one more. Jan Gabarek, Paths Prince. I think that's with Bill Frisell and Michael Dispacqua and... not positive about the other. Oh, Eberhard Weber again. Yeah.
我们今天听到就是由 Ben Street 我们推荐的来自挪威著名的萨克斯演奏家 Jan Gabarek 在1982年 ECM 唱片公司旗下推出的专辑 Path Prints 当中的一首作品 Footprints。 Jan Gabarek on soprano saxophone, Bill Frisell on guitar, Eberhard Weber on bass, John Christensen on drums.
One more. Mark Johnson's Bass Desires. It's two albums on ECM. Wonderful. With Schofield and Frisell. And Peter Erskine.
最后是 Ben Street 为我们推荐的五张由他参与录音的专辑。
Oh, probably Kurt Rosenwinkel, The Next Step. Danilo Perez, Live at the Jazz Showcase. Chris Cheek, Guilty. Billy Hart Quartet. All Our Reasons, and maybe Tutti Heath live at Smalls.
Thank you.
Yeah. because I like his taste, I welcome what he's going to say. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's very important in a producer, that you can trust their taste. You know, because sometimes, you know, you're insecure playing and you don't know if it's good, and you feel nervous or you feel doubt. Mm-hmm. And so if he says it's good, even if I don't feel good, maybe I can trust that because I grew up with his records. Mm-hmm.